Persia Nicole, glad you made it in safe.
Glad you're safe. Everything's copacetic at your house?
Everything's fine at my house. I stayed at the hotel.
Sandy was on her best behavior.
Sandy did well. I thought Jesus was coming.
Oh, no.
But I put the blood on the door.
Amen.
And the enemy moved by.
He swept right by your house,
Swept
right by the house.
Yes.
Did he go to your next door neighbors?
Hey. I didn't know the neighbor. I was at a hotel.
Mm, okay. Well, that's fine. So... Sandy was definitely acting up in some parts, but yes. she was good in this area, so I hope everybody's good. In some places actually don't have electricity.
And please don't be upset with BGE. Remember, people who work for BGE are also residents of the county and in the city and in the areas, so they may be out of power as well.
Right.
And they are taking their time away from their family and tending to their homes to make sure that you have electricity. Please don't get mad. And if you see them sitting on your street, it doesn't mean they're just passing the time. They're waiting for the green light to go ahead and start
fixing over there. Harassing them, snacking them and stuff.
Go over there with some cookies.
Something.
Some juice, some milk.
Some nice hot
blanket.
Breakfast.
You might get that little jump start.
You might.
Because
people on the side trying to make some extra money. You never know.
Get some cookies, honey.
Someone who needs to get some cookies and probably needs some extra money, maybe Toni Braxton.
Oh.
So do you remember Toni's bankruptcy issues first in the 90s?
My big sister, Toni.
I'm so sorry.
Braxton.
I know, but I have to report the news. I can't. I'm sorry, Toni, but you did it to yourself. Well, on VH1's Behind the Music special, which aired last night. Did you see it?
No, you know I didn't see it.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I just am.
Tell the damn story. You're not sorry.
Sorry. Toni blames all of her bankruptcy problems on Oprah. What would Oprah ever do to anybody?
Oprah is rich.
I know.
Oprah can do whatever the hell she wants.
Right. Their 1998 interview made people treat her differently because Oprah was so mean to her. And from that point in her career, it completely changed and not for the best. Honestly, Oprah had nothing to do with this because Toni filed for bankruptcy again in 2010. And she's currently being sued by bankruptcy trustees over allegations for transferred nearly $553K to her ex-husband, Kerry Lewis. So honestly, she did it to herself.
I don't have no comment because I'm a Braxton. So
are you?
I am.
You was a Braxton for the weekend.
I am T.T. Braxton. Please don't hate.
You was a Braxton
Please
for the weekend.
My name is T.T. Braxton. Ask my mama Evelyn. Proceed.
This weekend, Amber Rose is throwing some shade at Neo for not putting her in his independent video in 2009. She's way prego.
And needs to have several.
She says she tried out, but they said she was too bald. This is my theory. Neo featured women such as Gabrielle Union, Lauren London, Carrie Hilson, and some other Hollywood women because they are actually independent. They told her she was bald rather than telling her some other things about herself.
And her feelings.
She was mad 2 days ago.
Grab a rope, get out.
This is in 2009.
She got other things.
My question is, where would Amber Rose fit in?
Can we just not even, she don't even fit into this story. Can we?
She was independently on Kanye and Wiz's bandwagon. That's about it.
Pow, pow,
pow, pow. Speaking of independent women, recently Beyonce was seen sporting gold big Obama hoops sent to her by designer Erica Pina. The media has been going crazy for them. The designer up until last week only had 5 homemade pairs, but knowing Beyonce actually wore them, she actually shipped 16,000 orders out.
I don't know if I should buy another thing.
I think you should.
I don't know if I want to.
What I do want to tell you is do not tweet the FedEx man asking him where your package is anymore.
What you're not going to do is hack my Twitter.
I'm just saying. You was all too much on my timeline.
I'm standing outside the window like, yo, where my bag?
If you want the Obama hoops, you can get them at ericapinashop.com. It's only between $28 to $32.
So are they going to go towards the campaign? Or
well,
are you going to somebody's pocket?
Somebody's pocket. But whatever Michelle Obama kind of does with it, Michelle is supposed to be hopping onto Erica Pina's website. And maybe she said that she made like more smaller, elegant earrings for her.
I would love to see Michelle Obama in some damn Obama earrings.
I think she would do it. She pounds people. She's going to wear the hoops.
All right, Persia.
I just wanted to say the last thing. The jackass of the day goes to the man in Philly who was trying to steal items from a collapsed building, but ended up getting stuck. And he had to get rescued by the fireman. He's now being charged with disorderly conduct.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, my God.
It was Sandy. I mean, you know, things happen.
He can't be charged with breaking and entering being that it was already,
done. Yeah.
Stupid.
So disorderly conduct for him.
That's just Jackass. Go to 92Q.com.
Yeah.